diverse, independent, yours. You are now listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby, British Columbia.
Welcome to another Transatlantic Express. DJ Ian here in the middle of Euro 24. Spain have just beaten Germany. And now it's France and Portugal. Tomorrow it's England and Switzerland. It's all going on, it's all going on. Today on the show, we're going to have a bit of a feature of a classic album from 10 years after. Cricklewood Green is their fourth album, and produced by Andy Johns, legendary producer. We started the show off with a track called Sugar the Road. Alvin Lee, of course, the main guy. And then we're going to have some music from Hans Zimmer and Lisa Gerrard, the soundtrack. We've never done a soundtrack feature, but we're going to play in selected tracks from the Gladiator soundtrack. I'm a big fan of Lisa Gerrard and Dead Can Dance. And I have the CD of hers that she says she couldn't play any of the music from Gladiator. And then we're going to finish off the show with some music that I'm not familiar with from a duo in Vancouver called Two Shirleys. And I'm not kind of sure what kind of music it is. It says electronica, but what I listened to, it definitely wasn't that. So, different, yes, 2006. So enjoy the show. We're going to get rocking out with a bit more 10 years after. We're going to play the full album, ripped from vinyl yesterday, hot off the press, as they might say. Enjoy the show. We've got lots of great music coming your way today. Here we go with a bit more 10 years after and something called Working on the Road, right here on CJSF 90.1 FM. The House of Prog.
Bring it on. Bring it on. Bring it on. Bring it on. Bring it on.
You are listening to the House of Prog.com. That was another track from Cricklewood Green, the album that we're featuring today on the House of Prog and on CJSF Radio 90.1 FM in Vancouver. A little bit about the album from Wikipedia. It's the fourth studio album and produced by guitar player Alvin Lee, but also written by Alvin Lee, but engineered by Andy Johns, who did work with Zeppelin and, of course, Free. The tracks you heard were Year 3000 Blues, 50,000 Miles Beneath My Brain, Working on the Road, Sugar, The Road. Is it a good album? I don't know. I've never been a big, huge fan of 10 Years After. I do recognize that Alvin Lee's an awesome guitar player, but I've just... It's of the period, and you know, it's has it survived as a classic album? I'm not sure. It's a fourth album. It's a fourth album out. It's in that kind of where they may have started as a blues rock band, but obviously there's different styles of music coming into play here on this album. So yeah, not a bad album, but I wouldn't go and say it's a classic. But I picked it up at the other weekend from my record store in North Burnaby, which I always mention. But they now, the owner's changed, and I'll give them a couple of weeks, settle in, and I'll go and check out the new place. It's not going to be that much different up there at... they might change the name, I don't know. Anyway, Alvin Lee on guitar, Leo Lyons on bass, Rick Lee on drums, and Chick Churchill on keyboards. And yeah, it was a follow-up to the previous album, and the previous album was called Shh. And then another album came out pretty quickly after this one called What? They put two albums out in 1970. All right, let's continue with more music. And from let's play side two of this album. It's pretty short. It's like 34 minutes. Then we're going to get into some Hans Zimmer and Lisa Gerrard. We're going to play selected tracks from their 2000 soundtrack from Gladiator. And then finish off with some music from 2006 from a band, a duo called Two Shirleys from Vancouver. Part of that CD collection that I picked up from Bone Rattle Music. And I will track down the Two Shirleys and see if they're actually still in existence. But first, let's play some more from that classic album. You could call it a classic album. I mean, I suppose it is. Anyway, this is 10 Years After and something called Me and My Baby.
Mm-hmm.